You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
What was the reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around people.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here.
That's Charles Ramsey. That's the guy who responded to Amanda Berry banging on the door and asking for help. And, you know, she was trying to escape, couldn't open the door because it was locked from the inside and she was unable to unlock it. This guy, I think, is, they're calling Amanda Berry the hero. I think this Charles Ramsey guy is also a hero. Because he helped, first of all, he chose to get involved. I mean, he hears hollering coming from someone asking for help, yelling for help, screaming for help. And instead of just ignoring it, and instead of just calling 911 and walking away, he goes up and gets involved. And he says he initially thought it had something to do with domestic violence. And that's, you know, the beginning of the end of this horror show for Amanda Berry and these two young women. Here's more of that discussion that an interviewer had with Charles Ramsey. And keep in mind, you know, Mr. Ramsey, very colorful and very plain spoken and politically incorrect, but I'm going to let it flow here so you get a clear idea of what it was like.
Hey, Charles, let me talk to you. I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts, trying to get out of her house. So I go on the porch. Okay. I go on the porch, and she says, "Help me get out. I've been in here a long time." So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, "Call 911. My name was Amanda Berry."
Now, did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register until I got to call the 911. And then I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she got on the phone and she said, "Yes, this is me." And the detective, Cook, right here, Detective Gregory Cook says, "Charles, do you know who you rescued?"
I said, "Now, and when did you see Gina?"
About 5 minutes after the police got here. See, the girl Amanda told the police, "I ain't just the only ones. It's some more girls up in that house." So they went up there, you know, 30, 40 deep, and when they came out, was just astonishing, because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. And you had no indication that there was anything going on?
Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting about him. Well, until the day.
what was the reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around people.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time. And
either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she run to a black man.
Charles, thank you for being there, man. Charles Ramsey, neighbor, heard the screaming, took action, went and did what he needed to do. The rest is unfolding before us here on CMR. I'm going to send it back to you.
Okay. Did you hear this this reporter? Was that John Kosich from WESW? you notice that he was just having an ongoing conversation, and then as soon as the guy brought up the race thing, he said, "Thank you very much. appreciate it, Charles. We've got to go." The six-year-old that was found in the house you heard Charles make reference to, she got out with a little kid. That six-year-old girl is believed to be Amanda Berry's daughter. They haven't said who the father is or where the child was born, but one can speculate if she's been held hostage in this house for 10 years, who the father was and where the child was born. Again, the three women, all of whom had vanished off the streets of Cleveland a few miles away, were reported to be in good health, have been reunited with relatives. It's one sad note here, Amanda Berry's mother never believed that her daughter had died. Always held out hope she would be alive, but her mother died from pancreatic cancer back in 2006. They have since been admitted and treated and examined and released from Metro Health Medical Center this morning, and have now been taken to what is called an undisclosed location in the suburbs of Cleveland. A sign outside the home of DeJesus' mom and dad's place reads, "Welcome home, Gina." Her aunt told reporters that she was able to see all three, and she asked that the family be given some space. Authorities have not said one way or the other. They're declining comment on whether the women were restrained or if any of them had been sexually assaulted. Police said they're trying to be very delicate in their questioning of women. One news outlet reported that there were chains hanging from the ceiling of the house. A neighbor, Juan Perez, said that he rarely saw Arian Castro, the chief suspect and the owner of the house, 52 years of age, who was arrested at a McDonald's yesterday, or anyone else at the house. Quote, "I thought the house was vacant. I thought he probably had another property and he would just come and check and see if everything is okay. I didn't even know if anybody lived there," which is a little different from what you heard from Charles Ramsey, the neighbor who said he heard the screaming and helped break down the door. He said that he's barbecued with the guy. Another neighbor, Anna Tejada, was sitting on her porch with friends when they heard someone across the street kicking a door and yelling. Miss Tejada said one of her friends went over and told Amanda how to kick the screen out from the bottom of the door, which allowed her to get out. She said that Berry was nervous, was crying. She was wearing pajamas. And Miss Tejada had heard about Amanda Berry. When she identified herself, she said, "You're not Amanda Berry. Amanda Berry dead." Well, not so. Anyway, Ms. Tejada then she gave her the telephone to call police, who arrived within minutes and took the other women from the house. So where Mr. Ramsey and Ms. Tejada's stories converge and leave off, not quite clear. We are also hearing that none of the women at the time they were rescued was tied up. Here's a description from Cleveland police this morning.
They came out of the house once the police approached and got into the residence. But Amanda was the one that came out onto the street. Amanda was the one that generated the 911 call. A zone car responded along with a couple detectives, and they came out of the house. They didn't have to go in the house looking for them.
They were not constrained. They were able to walk.
No, they came out of the house on their own. Yep. No, you're gonna have the house is it's a crime scene. It's gonna be processed. But she came out of the lower part of the front door. It's a screen door, and there's a you know, a lower part of it, and that's what she broke out and crawled out of the door.
Just a bizarre story. How for 10 years these women could be kept and unable to seek help until finally Amanda Berry was able to kick out the bottom half of that door after yelling for help. All right, it's all the time I have for this morning, but don't worry, I'll be back in 20 short hours. In the meantime, Laura Ingraham up next on Benghazi.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.